And it did some damage to the air conditioner we have. It's, the hail just,
and the vents.
Bent up all the fins on there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
What's your name? It didn't pop up when your number came in.
Okay, Richard. And last name is MROSS.
Get on the other line if you want to.
I'm so sorry. Did you say Richard?
Yeah, Richard, and his last name is MROSS.
Oh, okay. I'm off. MOSS?
No, MROSS.
Take the word cross and replace C with an M.
Gotcha. Okay, we got you now. All right, let's take a look at your policy here. Your policy deductible is $1,000. So what we're suggesting members who have got some damage from that storm, about a month ago?
Yeah.
Have someone come out and look at it to get an estimate.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that if it's over your deductible, then we're going to be like, oh, yep, let's open up a claim for that and get that taken care of. But if it's under the deductible, we want to try to make it so that we're not having to file a claim, because that gives you little things in your ratings.
Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, because about 5 or 6 years ago, we actually had a tornado here. It was like a miniature tornado because it actually uprooted very big trees, and it tore our vents. And then we called the insurance company, and it turned out that if we would have made the claim, it would have actually cost us more money than if we just shut up about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because the rate would go up. We figured out how long the rate would go up and how much the rate would be. And that was like, that figure was more than, what we were, the damages on the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we always like to recommend that first, just to make sure. And most companies will come out and give you a free bid on that too. So where it's your AC unit, I would probably, do you guys have, let's see, you're in Horseshoe Bend,
mm-hmm.
or in Boise, you're in Boise. Yeah.
We have a picture, which the picture is we have a picture which fully shows the damage.
Oh, okay, great. That's wonderful.
And that was, and we have pictures of the vents which fully show the damage.
Okay, good. That'll be important, especially if we need to like file a claim, if the damage is more than your $1,000 deductible. So, did you say your vents also needs to be looked at?
Okay, so here's what happened. Is the vents actually we have a fence all around our property, 6 foot tall fence. And on the west side, about 70% of the fence just fell over. It broke the posts. The posts that hold them up, and it just snapped. And the fence just fell over. We since then, what I did was I built these little splints.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the fence back together.
Okay.
So the fence looks kind of, from the outside it looks normal, but from the inside you can see the splints that I've built up.
Sure. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're needing somebody for fencing and AC to come take a look at those things.
Yeah. Possibly the roof, because we've had some, we had some shingles blow off, so.
Yeah, and I know we had a few customers who had a lot of, the sand from the shingles, from all of the hail and the heavy rain, like it made it come off of their shingles. So we do have a roofer that we really like, that we've been working with, that's been great. The Fever Roofing, and I can give you that phone number, or I can send it to you.
Yeah, on email.
So it does it cost money to have these people look at this stuff?
The roofing, no, they don't charge you unless they're gonna actually take on the project. And Le Fever's been really great with our customers that we've sent them out to after the storm. So that's who we're suggesting. I do have a couple other ones if they're too busy, but they've been great. And then,
so we need like three different people: a roof person, a fence person, and an AC person. Because I kind of think that the pictures, all the pictures that we can send, will be sufficient. The roof, I can't tell.
So, but yeah, and so and Clayton's gonna want some estimates for repair. And sometimes, if it's somebody, a vendor that we work with often, then they'll usually take whatever their estimate is at their value. Of course, we're gonna look it over and whatever. And if it's somebody outside of someone we work with a lot, they do send one of their adjusters out to take a look at it. So I guess I just think we need to ask one question.
Yeah.
Real quick. Hold on. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Richard.
Uh-huh.
Things on the roof might be tough.
Okay, all right.
Because it's complicated. When that storm was, do you? I mean, I have date stamps on the pictures, but
she does have. She said that's
home. Oh, okay.
So check it in with them real quick. Just want to give you a little update. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Office manager is on another call right now, and I need it. Oh,
hey, why don't we just wait till just get over here with the.
If I get over there, I can beat that.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay, so Yeah, unfortunately, because of the differences in the things that were damaged, we would have to get three different estimates on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just treat those as
all in one, but
those as three separate projects.
Yeah, and you know, and like if the projects add up to more than your deductible, then you know, then that's the time when you would you know, decide if you want to do that claim, and if so, you can give us a call and we can get you over to claims and give them a little synopsis of what's going on and your like account number, and then they follow up with you about the next steps.
Okay, so now you can arrange for the people to look at the stuff. Or
I can give you their numbers. You would have to reach out to them and set the appointment, though.
Oh, okay. If you want to, like, do you have my text number or email? Email's fine.
They email.
Email.
Email's fine.
Okay, I have R.
And, yep, that's it.
R. Okay, perfect. All right, Richard. I will get you that information sent over to you in an email. Okay.
Okay.
And then another concern we have is basically the same concern we had last time, is that if all this, let's say all the damages were over, let's say over the $1,000 deductible, and would his rate go up? Because last time they said yes, and we had this, we had, and they told us how much it would go up, and we had to like just
build the fence ourselves.
We had to just eat it. So it's like, it's like the insurance isn't doing us any good.
Well, and then I wouldn't know until you know, what the prices would come back at, and with those estimates, when you're speaking to your claim adjuster, they should be able to give you like more information on that too. So
they didn't even look at it. The last time, this was State Farm. This is you guys, and we talked about what happened, and they just gave an estimate over the phone of how much new rates would go up, and we said, well, we'll pass, because we figured out it was going to cost us around the rates increase would cost us
more than the fence.
It was like over $10,000.
What? On your policy?
Yes, that's what you guys said. So we decided no on getting the fence. We fixed the fence ourselves. So, because the guy said that, he said he figured out, we talked with somebody, and I don't know who it was, but it would have cost us around $10,000.
Oh, over several years.
Over the several years of the rate increase. So
usually, if it's not a huge claim, the rates don't necessarily go crazy. Like maybe a little bit, or maybe not at all.
No.
But if it's a big claim, you know, double digits or whatever.
No, it wasn't double digits. It was something like, I don't know. It was probably under 2,000.
Wow! Oh my.
But the agent over there at State Farm, who we talked to, said the rate would go up. It would cost us over. He gave us the information, which we calculated that we multiplied and over $10,000 increase. So we elected not to exercise the insurance, and it almost makes us wonder why we have insurance in the first place.
Sure, I can understand with that experience.
And also, I actually would like to make an appointment. I would like to.
Hey, Robert, let's just do one thing at a time.
Okay, but eventually, I want to review all of our policies for Richard and Robert MROSS.
Okay. Yeah, and I can even set out a task and just for like in a month and reach out to you guys and see if you're ready to schedule that appointment.
That'd be great. And the only thing I want on your side is just, let us know how much we're paying all of our policies, cars, auto, house, everything for every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I know it's a lot. I know a lot. I know we're paying thousands per year, many thousands per year.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
I think it's thousands per year.
It's probably more than 1,000. But well, everybody else, it's the same with everybody else, Robert.
I understand, but I just want to review everything.
Yeah, absolutely, we can do a review. Yeah, no worries at all on that. And
okay.
What I'll do is I'll set a task out for in a month, and then I'll reach back out to you guys and see if you're ready to set that appointment, and we can get it on the calendar.
Cool.
And then, yeah, any one of us here in the office can help you out with that.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to, like, tell us what we're paying every year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can look at that.
Like a history of what we've paid in the last few years.
Yeah, we can go back a little ways. There's, I think I can go back 2 or 3 years.
That's enough.
But yeah.
That's enough. Mm-hmm. The last year or two is enough. Okay. Well, anyways, so you're going to send us an email and
yeah.
With the contacts of people who can look and give estimates.
On all three
they
things.
Send the estimates to you or directly or?
So once you have the estimate that they give to you, you'll just contact us, and then at that point, if you want to file the claim, we'll get that claim going, and we'll help you get over to claims, and then you can either send us the estimate, and we can share it with claims, or you can share it directly with them. So either way, we.
And then at that time, we'll decide if it's going to
okay, that's enough.
Raise the insurance
that's
rate
enough.
Again, because that's what we're concerned
yeah.
with. That's the biggest
yeah. concern. Yeah, and the claims adjuster will be able to give us a more accurate representation of what that may look like.
Yeah, since we have actual numbers. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll just wait for your email.
Okay, sounds good. I'll get that sent over to you, yeah.
Okay, anything else?
All right, have a good night.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You kept repeating.
I know. I want to emphasize it because the whole thing is I want to get the emotion across.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to save that. Or do you know how to do this, right?
Do what? Well, just stop the recording. I know how to save it, but just go ahead and just say inch.